Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. And I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And we endeavor to bring you some of the finest in mainstream jazz every Sunday night from 8 to 10. So we hope you'll stick around. We've got some great music ahead of us. We'll have a break for the news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes and back for a second hour. Our highlight of the week is vibist Mel Jackson. In the 30s, in the swing era, Red Norvo and Lionel Hampton were the premier vibists in the swing era. And then around 1945, Milt Jackson arrived on the scene, and he, along with Charlie Parker on alto sax, Gillespie on trumpet, J.J. Johnson on trombone, all introduced the language of bop to jazz. And Milt Jackson was the one who did that on the vibes. And so we're going to give you a sampling of some of his great work. And the first track we'll play is from his Atlantic album, Plenty, Plenty Soul. And the ensemble is numerous. And there are many all-stars in this ensemble, so I'm not going to mention them all, but I think you'll hear Joe Newman on trumpet and Jimmy Cleveland on trombone. Of course, Milt Jackson on vibes. This is a Milt Jackson, Quincy Jones composition and a Quincy Jones arrangement, as a matter of fact. Boogity Boogity. was Boogity Boogity from an album by Milt Jackson called Plenty Plenty Soul, cut on an Atlantic label. It was an arrangement by Quincy Jones. On besides Milt on Vibes, you heard from Cannibal Adderley on alto sax, Jimmy Cleveland on trombone, Horace Silver on piano, and Joe Newman on trumpet, really an all-star aggregation.
Well, for my first three selections, I'm going to attempt to do a contrast in styles as it relates particularly to the tenor saxophone. So we'll start off with Coleman Hawkins. His career began seriously in the late 1920s and into the 1930s when he was a member of the Fletcher Henderson Band and went on through many, many years. And he became a role model for a lot of tenor sax players to follow, the likes of Tex Beneke, Charlie Barnett, Ben Webster, Herschel Evans, Buddy Tate, Don Byas. They all were there. They idolized him. So we'll start off with a group headed up by Coleman Hawkins, including Billy Taylor on piano, Emmett Berry on trumpet, Eddie Burt on trombone, and Joe Jones on bass. Joe Jones on drums and Milt Hinton on bass. And it's Irving Berlin's tune, Cheek to Cheek. Thank you. And that was Coleman Hawkins with our first example of tenor saxophone styles, doing Irving Berlin's tune Cheek to Cheek. And he was joined there by Billy Taylor on piano, Emmett Berry on trumpet, Eddie Burt on trombone, Joe Jones on drums, and Milt Hinton on bass.
I'm going to continue to highlight the jazz artistry of Milt Jackson, one of the great modern jazz vivists. Now, all the things that I'm going to play tonight are Milt Jackson outside of the modern jazz quartet. He was a member of the modern jazz quartet for about 20 years with John Lewis on piano, Connie Kay on drums, and Percy Heath on bass. But so all of these are albums he cut under his own name. We're going to do now something he cut on the United Artists label in 1958 called Bags Opus. Now, Bags, if you're not familiar with the term, was a nickname given to Milt Jackson way, way back. And the selection they're going to play is Afternoon in Paris, written by John Lewis, who's a piano player in the modern jazz quartet with Milt Jackson. And along with Milt, we've got Art Farmer on trumpet, Benny Golson on tenor sax, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Connie Kay on drums. Let's listen to Afternoon in Paris. Thank you. Beautiful composition by pianist John Lewis called Afternoon in Paris. It was from a United Artists album cut by Mel Jackson, our highlight artist, called Bags Opus, and some fine tenor sax work there by Benny Golson. The trumpet work was Art Farmer. Tommy Flanagan was on piano, and Paul Chambers did the bass.
Well, for our second example of tenor sax styles, we'll call on Lester Young. Lester began his career with Walter Page's Blue Devils in 1932, and then with no small amount of stress and strain, that group eventually became the first edition of the Count Basie Band in 1935. And Lester was in and out of that band several times, but in the process became the role model for many tenor saxophone artists, for instance, the likes of Stan Getz or Zoot Sims, Al Cohn, Jerry Mulligan. Paul Quinichet became known as the vice pres because his sound was similar to Lester's. And Lester, of course, became known as the president. Here he's going to do a tune with Nat King Cole on piano and Buddy Rich on drums, just a trio. And the tune was written by Johnny Green and Edward Heyman, and it's from a 1933 film entitled I Cover the Waterfront. And so this is a tune of the same name. Mm-hmm. And that was our second example of tenor saxophone styles with Lester Young, the president. And he was joined there by Nat King Cole on piano and Buddy Rich on drums. And they did I Cover the Waterfront. That was originally released on 78 RPM singles in the 1940s and then re-released by Verve in 1956. And then this particular CD comes from the Blue Moon organization out of Spain in 1993.
Well, we're going to continue with highlighting the work of vibist Milt Jackson, and then going through my collection of CDs, I noticed that quite often he would ask Lucky Thompson, the tenor sax man, to join him in the studio. Several of these CDs I'm going to play have him as either a featured artist or in the ensemble, and I think that's an excellent choice because he's one of my favorite tenor sax men and an unheralded tenor sax man on the scene. Now, this is from Mel Jackson's album, The Jazz Skyline, cut on the Savoy label, and along with Milt and Lucky, we got Hank Jones on piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, Kenny Clark on drums. They do just a beautiful rendition of Rodgers and Hart's classic composition, Lover.
Thank you. Thank you.
our Spotlight Artist of the Week. Five is Milt Jackson from his Savoy album, The Jazz Skyline, doing Rodgers and Hart's great composition, Lover. And also some fine tenor sax work there by Lucky Thompson. And the elegant piano solo was by Hank Jones.
Well, for our third example of tenor saxophone styles, we'll call on Flip Phillips. Flip has a sort of a blend or a confluence of characteristics of both of the previous artists we talked about, Coleman Hawkins and Lester Young. His phrasing and tone has characteristics, some of the characteristics of both. He became prominent as a result of his appearance in the Jazz at the Philharmonic series in the 1940s. And then from there, he joined Red Norvo's band and spent some time with Benny Goodman's band and Woody Herman's band before going out on his own and doing a lot of small group sides. Here he's going to appear with Derek Smith on piano, Howard Alden on guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, and Joe Ascione on drums. And they're going to do a Seymour Simmons, Franklin Marx standard entitled All of Me. Thank you. And that was Flip Phillips with our third example of tenor saxophone styles. He appeared there with Derek Smith on piano, Howard Alden on guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, Joe Ascione on drums, and they did the Seymour Simmons Franklin Marks tune, All of Me.
Well, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz here for the better part of the last hour here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We hope you enjoyed the sounds. This is your co-host, Kent Linklis, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour. It's only about a five-minute break, and then we'll be back with a second hour of the Feeling of Jazz, so we hope you'll stick around. We're going to close it out with our spotlight artist of the week, vibist Milt Jackson, from another Savoy album that he cut called Meet Milt Jackson. And he brings his one of his favorite tenor men, Lucky Thompson, back into the studio. Wade Leggy on piano. Wade Leggy worked in the Gillespie band for a while, I know that. Wendell Marshall on bass out of the Duke Ellington band. And this is George and Ira Gershwin's composition, They Can't Take That Away From Me. Thank you.
Thank you.